In the corner of the kitchen, there was what we called a copper. Now, this was a boiler with a coal fire underneath it, which on a Monday morning, my father would get up at 6 o'clock and would light the boiler and fill the copper, and this was to do the family wash. Religiously, it was done every Monday morning. When Mother had done the washing, she'd take that washing out of the copper and she used to heave it into a galvanised bath, and she would then rinse it in the sink and then take it to the mangle. Now, the mangle was a lovely piece of equipment that no house was without. It consisted of two large heavy rollers powered by a series of cogs, and on the end of that was a big wheel which we used to use to play steering trains and ships. But at the same time, on a Monday morning, you would squeeze the washing out. So if you had some sheets, you'd fold them once, run it through the mangle until you'd more or less dried out the washing, ready to be hung on the line. The bathing, by today's standards, was very, very crude. Dad would light the boiler up. Usually, I think it was on a Friday night. Why we had bath nights on a Friday, I don't know. But anyway, we did. We bathed at home, probably because we couldn't afford to go to the slipper baths. A lot of people used the public washing baths, but we bathed at home. So the bath would get filled, and my sister would go in the bath first. I would go in the bath second. Bear in mind, it's all the same water. You know, this sounds a bit revolting now, but at least we were washing ourselves. I think then possibly the water would get changed and then Mum and Dad would have their bath. All this activity would take place in the kitchen. And bear in mind, in the middle of the winter, when you've no central heating and no other heating in the house other than the fire in the living room, you were in and out of that bath like a dose of salt, believe you me.